Welcome to The Hitch, week 2.
Hey.
Hello.
Day 14.
Day 14.
That's a lot of days.
It is.
But now not anywhere near as many days as to come.
Spotty is whining. I closed the little light curtain door in the bedroom. And she does
pissed.
Not like that. She likes full access to the bed. You know what?
What?
Today, as we were driving along, I had this feeling of like, what is this feeling? I'm confused. And then I realized, you know what it was?
What?
Relaxation. It was, I felt relaxed. Like, not tired, not exhausted, but just very calm and relaxed today. It was like I reached a new like equilibrium or something.
That is awesome.
Calmbilibrium. Yeah.
There you go. Perfect.
It was great. But whenever this does happen to me and it feels unusual, it's a little bit sad. Like, oh, normally I don't have this.
Not had a very relaxing
life. No.
So.
Yeah, the whole cancer year, basically. Relaxing.
It's good that you remember and that you are able to feel relaxed.
I know, but I guess my point is it was both wonderful and also just like, wow, that hasn't happened in a long time. Like longer than just the cancer treatment. Like, long time. And it was almost like I didn't know what the feeling was. I was like, oh, what? Oh, wait, I have energy, but I'm like calm.
That's
anyway,
awesome.
I appreciated it. It was awesome.
I mean, even normally, like this is, I think, probably the longest we've ever stayed at a campsite ever.
Yeah, we're usually
in
like
20
one
years
or two
of
days,
camping.
Pick up, go somewhere else, drive, like,
and so
far.
And yesterday, like we talked about, was heavily errand and internet based.
Right.
And like today was like, oh, we are still here. And like, let's go explore and do stuff.
That's
I think what people do when they travel
right. Normally.
You
they
know?
Probably stay put in like one place for like
a
week.
Yeah, and usually we're
that's
just
not
like,
our deal.
We're just up and at them all the time and kind of making the miles to get somewhere. But like, this is what, day 3 or 4 now at this campsite?
Yeah, we got here Tuesday and it's a Friday. So.
And we also have a thing that we've never had in traveling before, which is we can leave the dog here
air conditioning. That's huge.
It means you can go because she's like super happy to just like chill
she
in the AC.
It.
She's
not happy right now.
Anything.
I'm gonna open this door.
Yeah, do it. She can hear us. Come on.
You can come in.
I actually think she really needs to poop, but here she comes.
Take her out in a minute.
Hi.
There she is.
You
want to
be on the podcast, don't you?
She's like, what about me? But this is this is a huge difference in traveling because
there have been multiple times that we've come through South Dakota and it's like one time when we did it with no AC in the car.
Yeah.
And it was like, all we did was drive by Mount Rushmore because it was
the first
we couldn't
time we
stop.
Came
it was
here,
hot as fuck,
we never
you know?
Stopped. We were like there. I mean, luckily you can actually drive pretty close to it and get a good view of it. But I think we maybe pulled over and just took a quick picture. But when you have pets, you have to consider this, and you can't leave them in the car when it's hot and all that, you know. So this is huge. Like, I feel so free because we just set her up with
she
all
was like
her
passed
stuff
out in the bed,
and she's got like rocking the AC. It was nice and cool in here.
And so we were out the door before 10. We didn't come back until almost 4.
Yeah.
You know, and we got to just do whatever we wanted today. It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
And so what did we do?
Well, we went to Crazy Horse Monument first.
Did we do that first? Yeah,
we did that first.
When you were a kid.
Yeah.
You grew up in Houston. yeah. though you mostly grew up in Colorado.
Right.
Did you get a lot of South Dakota tourism ads during Saturday morning TV?
No. Not down in Houston.
Chicago was like a real prime spot because I so distinctly remember the ads for Crazy Horse Monument in the Making. And then there would be like an explosion on a mountain. And that was every Saturday morning, but also the like after
really?
School
every,
cartoons.
They pushed it
like,
that hard? Like, wow.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, come visit South Dakota. Come see
we didn't get that
Mount Rushmore, but specifically like Crazy Horse Monument in the Making. I remember hanging out with kids like at lunch. Talking about how amazing it must be to watch them blow stuff up at
Crazy
Horse. Yeah,
the blowing, the blowing stuff up is pretty
and
exciting, I think.
We've been once before.
Yeah, once before.
I think it was about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it seemed fairly modest. Like, the face was done.
Yeah.
And a bit of the mountain, other parts of the mountain were carved. But, like, the visitor center felt pretty modest.
Yeah.
And I remember kind of leaving feeling a little bummed. Like, they've been trying to build this thing for, you know, since the 40s.
Since the 40s.
And
yeah. I mean, it's a huge undertaking.
It is a huge undertaking.
So much bigger than
it's
Mount Rushmore.
It's not getting any federal aid. It's not getting any state
aid. So there's
aid.
A totally different scale involved and, you know, basically one family doing it.
Yeah.
So.
And multiple tribes involved as well. But
yeah,
like
but
one
I mean,
sculptor
for
family.
A long time. What I
for,
meant
for a long time, it was one
not just
dude.
One family, but one guy. That's what I meant. Like basically, it was like one guy,
like one dude
a really
with a jackhammer
time.
Hanging off.
And
the
there's
mountain.
A lot of people involved now, and you can tell because the progress is amazing. Like,
yeah.
Going back there, the visitor center was beautiful,
and amazing, and really like. Full of meaningful native artifacts, but also like not treating native culture as if it was a thing that existed and no longer does, but instead
super
like
active.
As very much a living culture.
Right.
And like they had probably three different spots where there were like people either doing like, you know, storytelling or music or like
that was it
awesome. Was awesome.
It was awesome.
Like it was such
and
a
it was
different
active.
Feeling.
Yeah,
than when
we
were there 7 years ago.
Yeah,
and it was,
maybe
it was really great.
You know, who knows? Maybe we were there on an off day or something where it was quiet. I don't remember what day of the week we went or whatever. But it was hopping today. There were so many people.
It really
was. And the most interesting parts of it were like the people talking, giving lectures. There was a guy doing like puppet show for kids and you know
our kid
talking about
not
their,
into the
he, was
show.
Like,
he was
like
I want not
we
go now
I know but it was awesome because it was an active vibrant place and it was the thing I loved the most about it actually they had so many cool artifacts
and incredible photographs
like so many that they were crammed into a room to the point and these were like giant rooms. There was a lot to see and a lot to do. So that was really cool to see.
It was.
And then we went to Custer State Park, which we've been to before. And as long as we come through this area, I want to go to because it is amazing.
If you ever want to see bison babies.
Bison babies running.
Custer State Park.
Bison babies nursing.
I think we've never not seen
bison
babies.
Close
and boy,
to the road. Oh, are
those
they
are
cute. Those little twitchy tails and they hop around.
They kind of look like little pigs.
What?
Like
they do
furry
not.
Pigs.
No, they have giant heads. They don't look anything like pigs.
I think they look like pigs.
You might need to get your...
They look like fuzzy pigs, and then they grow into bison.
No, they don't. They look like bison. They're very
bison.
Cool.
They look like pig bison.
Stop it. And
I mean,
and we have
pigs.
Never...
We've never
gone there
seen
without
them.
Seeing them. Yeah. Like a
and
great
like been
view
stopped on the road.
Yeah, today the road was actually blocked because rangers were like...
Hurting
sort
them.
Of hurting
sort
them
of,
with
yeah.
four-wheelers or at least kind of doing something with them. I don't know. It looked like they were being herded. But and that was awesome. It's a slow drive. You know, don't expect to blast through there. Take your time. Give yourself hours. And it's amazing. There's also wild burros, which are like they use them for transportation along, like, I don't know when, the 30s or something? I don't know. I might be wrong on that. But then they just, like, turned them loose. So there's, like, these wild burros everywhere, which are they're cute, but I mean, it's a little problematic because all these people are like jump out of their car and give them like chocolate or whatever they have in their car, which, you know, of course you're not supposed to do, but they are really cute.
But then, so it's a big ass loop. You do a big, big loop, and there's a few different ways of kind of getting back to where we were. One of which was through the Needles Highway, which if you look at on a map, just looks like one continuous squiggly line.
Yeah.
And which we've both heard over the years is incredibly beautiful. And so we went up.
We're like, let's take the time to do it. In the past, we've spent so much time like looking at the bison and the
right that it's like the burrows, I don't want to like, do a long, you know, squiggly highway.
It's a long, slow drive anyway, so we're just like, nah. And then this time, we're like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's just do it. And boy,
it was fucking mind blowing. it was amazing.
It was incredible.
Yeah,
it was hilarious though, because I was like, you know, we didn't really pay attention to our gas the way that we should have. Yep. Also, I didn't read the map as well as I should have.
Yeah.
All turned out, everyone.
But so
everyone was good. Everyone was fine.
Coming from the park, it's only about a 20-mile drive, I think.
Yeah, it may even be shorter than
but
that.
But like most of it is like 20 miles an hour or less.
Oh, 20 was like when you're gunning and it. It's like 10 miles an hour.
Like the first 15 of those 20 miles, you're mostly just driving through kind of windy,
really
foresty,
beautiful,
and you're kind of continuously climbing. But it's not...
You're like, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, like,
but
this is really pretty,
what's
up with the needles thing?
Different. You know? Yeah, like, what's the needles thing?
And
why are we going out of our way kind of thing?
Then you come to the first tunnel.
Oh, boy. Well, right before we got to the tunnel, so Dan was driving, and I was being the navigator and not doing...
Which is a rarity.
Yeah.
Usually you would be driving, and I would be the navigator.
Yeah,
so
oftentimes.
You're the more confident driver also.
Well, I grew up in Colorado driving on a lot of windy, narrow mountain roads, and that's what this was. But Dan happened to be driving, and he was... all for it, and he totally rocked it. You were awesome.
But anyway, you're looking
at
the map.
Okay, so I'm looking at the map, and I'm like,
and you're like, how wide is our car? And I'm like, that's a weird question.
And then I'm like,
I don't really know, like 6-7 feet maybe.
I'm like, okay,
and how tall is it?
It turns out you go through a series of caves, actually not a series, three caves on this one.
I mean, they're
way
tunnels,
that we went.
But they seem like caves.
Oh, I just said cave, but they feel like caves, but they're tunnels. Okay, three tunnels, but the crazy thing, and thank goodness they actually mark them on the map, because otherwise we'd just go blasting through them, no problem. But like, they are narrow.
Yeah.
I mean,
narrow doesn't really do it justice.
And low, like, yeah. There's not a...
They're like 10 feet tall or less.
Yeah. So a couple of them were 11 feet, I think.
And the first one you go through was like 9 feet...
It was like 9 feet wide.
Wide.
And I'm thinking, are we going to make it with the mirrors?
And it's on a curve. That was actually the hardest of the three.
So you couldn't see the light at the end right away.
And so, yeah, only one car can fit in a time, even though it's a two-way street. So I was like, there's going to be a light.
I know.
And there was
I was totally like, no light. Dan,
oh my goodness. Spidey,
we're almost done, Spidey. I was like, Dan, I was starting to wish I had read the map a little earlier, but it was too late to turn around. And the road was so narrow, who wanted to?
Yeah.
Now we should say we don't have our Airstream. I hope you all realize
that. We were not pulling the trailer.
I think everyone knew that already. But
so you get through this first thin tunnel, and then you're just in the most incredible landscape.
Yes,
one of the most incredible landscapes I've ever seen.
Right.
Like up there with like arches.
Sort of like
or
arches
something
of Moab,
like
but kind of like stacked rocks that look like
stalactites.
Yeah, but
they're different too,
because
it's not the desert. You're up
this
foresty mountain, and suddenly there are these spires, like these rock spires
like
all over the place.
Yeah, they're like rock spires.
And it's called the Needles. And,
and then you're like, oh, okay, get it.
And the road just starts getting bananas at that point, like super
again,
windy.
Again, peewee.
It's totally the Pee-wee's Big Adventure Highway at that point. But it's like super windy. the speeds are like, it'll be like 10 miles an hour next 2 miles.
There
you know?
Was one that
there
was
one that was five.
Yeah. There were a few 5 miles an hour. I'm yeah. like, oh,
why? And then you get to the next tunnel,
yeah,
which is like 8.5 feet wide, which yeah, like
so narrow
that our car is probably 6.5-7 feet, so like
we don't even really
like
know
6 inches on either side you could reach and touch the walls as you drove through.
Yeah, we opened the windows and we touched
and
the
that
walls
was actually a really
through.
Long tunnel, but it was
yeah
super
but it
straight.
Was like square and
yeah
you could see
it was awesome
well. So and actually you know what, it surprisingly we weren't afraid, we were yeah. like laughing and really enjoying it. And well, part of it is there were enough other cars too, like we would see like a Suburban coming the other way and we're like, all right,
yeah, well,
that
they
guy
did it.
That guy made it through.
The best part though, I forgot, right before this tunnel at the 5 mile an hour turn yeah. at the craziest part and also the steepest climb, suddenly our car is like bling bloom.
Yeah,
it's like you're a low gas.
Yeah, then it and I was so annoyed
and I was basically like, well, it's going to be downhill, right?
Yeah.
So we can probably do this. And, but yeah, so it's just the most incredible drive. And long story short, we did make it to a gas station. We made it down. We made it to a gas station. And there was half a gallon of gas left in the tank at that point.
Does not last long in our car.
No.
But yeah, it was so worth it. Not for the driver who is like afraid of windy mountain roads, but
which used to be me.
I know.
I hated driving
hey,
the mountains
so maybe
for a
it
long
is
time.
For the driver who
I totally
is
enjoyed that.
Yeah,
like
it was really
a really fun drive.
Beautiful.
It was a beautiful
I mean,
drive.
Everyone's going so slow that
yeah.
it was fine. But like
I mean, you could totally drive off the side of the mountain pretty
easily. So easily.
But at least you do it slow.
But well, and there was a sign at one point that was like roads not maintained in the winter, drive at your own risk. And I'm like, what? I can't even imagine that road in the winter.
That said, it was a beautiful road.
It was a beautiful
like, it was
road.
Amazing
like if
tarmac,
you had a four-wheeler
no,
or whatever, that'd
no
be cool.
No cracks or anything.
Yeah,
it
was in good
really
shape. It was in better shape than 90 was
oh, yeah,
coming
most
out here.
Definitely.
But yeah, it was really incredible
yeah.
and well worth it. It was one of those things that happens so often in traveling where you're like, yeah, I'll do this, sure. Like without... We hadn't planned it. We hadn't thought about it at all, clearly, because we didn't even know how big our car was. And we're like, But it was like my favorite thing that we did today.
Yeah,
it
was
amazing.
Really amazing. And yeah, it was nice to just explore.
Yeah.
You know, like we just don't like we drive a lot, but we don't explore
yeah.
so much a
well,
lot of the time.
I feel like. We don't always give ourselves the time.
We don't give ourselves the time.
To fully
I mean, yeah.
explore. Like, we always explore,
yeah.
but we're, like, speed exploring.
Yeah.
Like, boom, 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 do,
like
three things in a place and go.
The first time we drove through Custer, it was because we were driving
down.
South.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and it
yeah.
was just sort of like...
On the way.
Okay, well, we could do that while we're going somewhere else.
Right.
Like, this was just like, we get to just take our time
yeah,
and do it. It was great.
It was amazing.
It was great.
It was
a good day.
Great. Yeah, and that state park is in... It's beautiful. There's nice lodges and stuff that are just incredibly well maintained, and it's a nice place.
It is.
I'm into it.
All right.
All right. Good night.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.